So question number 9, I think it is. Meaning, purpose, culture, few organizations that walk the talk on these seem to getting to where they want to. How does one make these contagious? Good question. And obviously, I think the fact is that why, and I mean, remember, please do remember that in good advertising, I preach something different. So obviously, I've opened my eyes today to a new approach, to be frank. And I think the problem with brands today is, and the problems across meaning, purpose, and culture, is the fact that nobody really sat down and asked, how can you play a meaningful role in people's lives? And one of the questions that I asked myself was, in fact, you know, what brands have actually helped me making my life better? What brands have taught me something new? What brands have made me healthier, wiser, more connected? And there wasn't really a lot of brands on that list. It was a very, very short list. So I think when we look at culture, when we look at purpose, when we look at meaning, it's simply because those brands, those leaders, those organizations haven't done the groundwork well enough. And that's exactly why in the new book I ask this one pivotal question, who can help people become? Because it's not about your brand's values and missions. It's really about my values as a customer, as an individual, as a human, and what I want to achieve. The great point about starting with people's humanity, with starting with people's being, is that it's valuable across the brand and organization. And you know, let me give you a very, very simple example, because everybody knows Nike. But the fact is that that's all about just doing it. This idea that you are pushing people from being inactive to pushing themselves further. And that's a culture that I very much witness within Nike and obviously with Nike customers. And to be frank, I run in Nike gear myself. And sometimes when losing the motivation, Nike have motivated me to continue running, whether that has been with Nike Plus at one point when they had that, or Fuel Band or whatever, or some of the running clubs, etc. So I think those brands are just much, much, much better at it. And one of the other brands that is in my book is obviously the US snack brand Kind Snacks, started by Daniel Lipsepsky. And obviously it's positioned around a clear role that is, this is a snack brand that is made with some of the kindest ingredients that are kind to our planet. And in that way, he's created a platform around kindness. And actually, like, if you look at the external story, he's trying to motivate his customers to become more kind, societies to be more kind, but also internally. And he shared with me in a phone conversation I had with him that they do this measurement each year with their staff. And actually, 86% of the staff feels more kind than when they started working. So it is really about time that we take a new approach to how we build culture in terms of how we build a purpose and how we build meaning. So could you share some examples of brands that are getting the Purpose Act real right? So yes, there definitely are a couple of brands that I do mention in the book that I thought was interesting as a case, as somebody that I think are actually truly interesting, and obviously respect your universe in the sense that how they want people to achieve their lives in their goals in life, whatever that might be. I think, you know, a brand like Discovery, the South African health insurance company, that has a true purpose called incentivizing people to live healthier lives. And if you just look at that business case alone, it's quite interesting that obviously they are extremely successful at getting the customers to create that needed change and getting them to live healthier. And they have a program called Vitality, classical reward program, but not really, because it's incentivizing people to to take those right healthy choices and rewarding people for buying healthier food, rewarding people for going to the gym. And they've done a quite interesting research with people taking part in the Vitality program and people who are not. And the people taking part in that program actually exercise 5.2 days more per month. So think about how successful that company is at changing their customers' behaviors, and obviously the benefits of that business case, because obviously if you are a health insurance company and your customers are healthier, you're paying out less in premiums. So in that way, they do really get purpose and profit right. And there are lots of other really interesting examples in the book.